Let's follow up on some media news now. Rupert Murdoch's News Corp announced in May that it is joining the growing list of corporations that say they want to go green. The company wants to be carbon neutral by 2010. Now, many companies have set similar goals, but Nate DeMeo reports that News Corp is using its entertainment products, like movies and TV shows, to push a green message.
When Rupert Murdoch announced News Corp's environmental plans, he made it clear that his ambitions stretch far beyond getting his own house in order.
Our audience's carbon footprint is 10,000 times bigger than ours. That's the carbon footprint we want to conquer.
I think if you do something clever that makes people smile, I think it's far better.
Okay, totally. Well, that's actually a very useful thing because we really weren't sure what you're
at the production offices of the animated program Futurama, News Corp Corporate is meeting with News Corp Creative. Every surface is cluttered with the action figures, old magazines, and trans fat-filled snack foods that seem to constitute the favorite decor of the nation's television writers.
Earnestness or straightforwardness, right, not our bag. I mean, we want to engage people with the issue.
Meetings like this one have become regular affairs in Hollywood. Lately, three News Corp employees, and an Earth scientist they have in tow, have been flying from headquarters in New York to talk to the staffs of all of Fox's television programs. They're basically just brainstorming sessions. The company wants the writers and producers to know that corporate wants more content about energy conservation and climate change in its entertainment programs. Rachel Weber is part of the New York contingent.
It doesn't necessarily have to be about the lead character having a whole plot line about rising sea levels and the insurance rates on his beach property home.
She says it could be a product placement. It could just be a joke about saving paper. It could be just about anything, but she says it's definitely not a mandate. No one at News Corp will tell anyone at Fox that Dr. House must identify this week's mystery illness using a solar-powered CAT scan. But she says if they can all come up with creative ways to weave environmental information into its content, then people might change the way they think about energy use and News Corp.
And then I had this dream that my whole family was just cartoon characters and that our success had led to some crazy propaganda network called Fox News.
I think this could be one of the most brilliant strategic moves I've ever heard of.
Joe Priester is a business professor at USC. He says that a lot of News Corp's audience feels alienated by the content of its conservative and often aggressively anti-environmentalist Fox News network.
They already have won over sort of a more politically conservative camp, and there's nothing that they can probably do to really alienate themselves from that camp.
Now, he says, by taking on a traditionally liberal issue in a real way, that might win over some formerly hostile consumers. Some longtime critics are not there yet. For instance, groups including the Sierra Club are calling for a boycott of Home Depot as long as that company continues to advertise on Fox News.
You know, is a company, you know, really going to do what they're going to say they're doing, or are they looking to green themselves up?
John Koifman of the Natural Resources Defense Council says that so far, his organization is impressed with how comprehensive News Corp's strategy appears to be.
This is something that is going to speak not only to the culture at large, but also to thousands of employees. Now, if that's something that drives Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity a little crazy, knowing that their boss is taking global warming seriously, well, that's so much the better.
News Corp insists that while the operation of its news divisions will go green along with the rest of the company, there is not and will be no effort to force changes in the editorial content of its news programs. USC's Joe Priester says research suggests that ultimately, entertainment could work better anyway when it comes to influencing audiences.
They'll take in the ideas less defensively, and it actually can be have greater consequence over time if it's presented in entertainment rather than in news.
This suggests that next season you might see 24 super agent Jack Bauer defuse a bomb and then recycle it. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.